Welcome to Rusak Gamers.
Welcome to episode 58 of the Rusak Gamers podcast. This time, it's back to the Dresden Files game. Our first actual game session is this episode. Let us know what you think. Send us some voicemail, 502-4141-RU, that's 502-4141-766, or you can send us email, roy@rusakgamers.com. You can also stop by our RPG Crosstalk forum. Just scroll down to the Rusak Gamers section. Links to these sites, our archives, and more can be found at podcast.rusakgamers.com. Enjoy the show.
I already got my trail. I wrote it on the other page, too.
Is there a
stitch
right on
you? Oh, yes,
there
is. Never mind.
Yeah.
We're recording. I'm Jason.
I'm Roy.
Doug.
I'm Todd.
I'm Bill.
And we're the Rusak Gamers!
Dun, dun,
dun. Wah, wah, wah.
Welcome back to the Dresden Files RPG, our little sidetrack into this. Everybody's here, except for Joe. And Jeff is sitting this one out. Joe has some family business he has to attend to, so he won't be here tonight, and hopefully he'll get back next week or the week after. It just all depends.
And we're taking collections for his bail at www.
If you'd like to pledge, you can submit your PayPal at roy@rusak. Just kidding. Anyways. Everyone has their characters done.
Woo!
Even the guys who weren't here last time.
No.
Todd.
Sir.
Bill.
Brother. Yes.
Bill, tell us about your character. Who are you playing? What's his deal? And give us the goods.
Timothy Dupour. He's slightly touched in the head, agent of time, witness to anything that needs to be seen to be real, being the paradox of, you know, if it's not watched, it's not real.
Okay.
Or something vaguely to that effect.
Cool. Jason?
I'm playing a changeling, which is the fairy aspect. My character is basically a small child wannabe, and wanting to always look for the next game to play.
Are we calling him Peter Pan?
If you want to call him Peter Pan, you
well,
can
would
call
you like? Would you give him a name?
Chase.
Chase. Okay. You finished munching on peanuts there, Doug?
Sure. Munching on what?
Peanuts.
Huh? What?
Oh.
Oh.
Honey roasted. For your pleasure.
Mm. Yeah. I just didn't hear the tea.
Oh.
Do you like gladiator movies? I'm playing a character named Templeton Brown. He is a true believer. His high concept is man of God, servant of the people. Basically, he runs a soup kitchen downtown. He tries to do right by his followers and save their soul and all that bit.
That noise was me opening the window.
Mmm.
Todd.
My dude is Lyman Osgood. Template is a red cord infected. The high concept aspect is an infected rebel. What else did you want to know?
Just give us an overview of your character.
Okay.
Summarize your background.
Okay. He's from the Appalachian coal regions in eastern Kentucky. His family has been there 200 plus years, probably one of the earlier settlers in the region. Very clannish. He was in the mines and was bitten there and decided to go to the city. Came to Louisville in sometime in the 20s, I'm guessing.
Okay.
1920s. And has been fighting his addiction, so to speak. And has not bitten any people, and that's a big part of what he is he's trying not to be a vampire, and has crossed paths with some people over time.
Mm-hmm.
With saving homeless with the nun.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And has run across, I think we ran across Jason's character, I think. I think that's the one I ran mm-hmm. across. So.
Yeah, you all might not know each other, but collectively, you do.
Right.
So you might know
one. Friend of a friend.
Yeah, friend mm-hmm. of a friend. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what's for supper if you don't eat people?
Actually, animals. He can drink blood.
Yeah, rats.
He can't kill. He can't feed to. He can't feed on someone sufficient to kill him.
Mm.
That, or he can't kill him, you know, with using his abilities, like ripping their throats out with his teeth.
So a light snack's okay, just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the books, one of the characters who was infected was hurt so bad that back was twisted completely around. Okay, back to front. And this character was drawing on the beast inside him to keep him alive. And she actually fed sufficiently on someone else to heal her.
Hmm.
But again, not to death. And there are other extenuating circumstances. Like I said, there's 13 books out there. Number 14 will be coming out probably this fall, early next spring. Great time to jump in.
I'm not wearing a white shirt with a big red cross on it for you, buddy.
Yeah, I'm not going to read them until he finishes.
Or else.
Well, he's probably going to finish his series long before Martin finishes his, so...
Quite likely.
More than quite likely.
Well, it depends on how old they are. And there's always the Robert Jordan method of finishing.
Extensive notes. Speaking of which, Brandon Sanderson will be at Gen Con as one of the guest authors this year. Guest authors of honor. All right. Okay, so we're going to begin you guys in the middle. You're in a building. You have chased a young boy named Malcolm into the building. Doug, why have you been chasing this kid?
Am I chasing the kid or am I in the building already?
Yes, everyone's in the building, fourth floor of the building. You chased the kid in here.
Malcolm has been stealing food from the soup kitchen. And I've been chasing him down to let him know that it's okay and we're here to help him. And he doesn't have to steal the food. It's for everyone.
Jason.
This is good, Malcolm.
This is great soup. Where do you
so you're saying you're Malcolm's dog? He's been stealing food to feed his, quote, friend?
Sure.
Sounds his good. Imaginary friend?
His imaginary friend.
Who has wings?
Do you have wings? I forget.
Invisible. They're invisible.
That's they're right. Invisible, but they're, yeah, okay.
But Malcolm not the see Malcolm. Them. Yes.
Todd.
I've been following Doug, making sure that he's okay, because he's in a crappy part of town.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that nobody messes with
it. It is nighttime. Mm-hmm. It while it is nighttime, this is a the building that you're in is one of the lofts of Whiskey Row.
You're mm-hmm. wrong, dude. You're wrong, making sure your food deliverer is good. That's just wrong.
It's one of the lofts on Whiskey Row. In the process of being renovated, but at this point... It is almost completely gutted.
Okay.
Most of the flooring is not even entirely permanent, except for around what they call an historic stairwell. Okay, so it's like, it's an old building, so the stairwell in the middle is what they're trying to preserve. So everything around that is really stable. Away from that, it's less stable. Bill, why are you there?
Orange, because a snake has no armpits.
Exactly. Bill's a bit touched. What's your guy's name again?
Timothy.
I need to get y'all placards.
But so they call him Tim.
The Enchanter?
Call him mm-hmm. Tim.
You get the bones.
No, Dupor.
Oh.
Okay, so now that we've got the obligatory Monty Python stuff out of the way.
What, the curtains?
Mm.
Oh boy.
No, the shrubbery.
We want a shrubbery. It's Pavlovian, you know? You mention it, you gotta keep going. Mm-hmm. But we don't need to for now. There is, outside, it was late at night, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. There is a party going on outside, though. I mean, this is not too far from the Yum Center. Okay, there is a party going on outside.
Which part of Whiskey Row are you talking about?
Right near 2nd Street.
On Main Street?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you go one block off of that, and they're not going to find the body for weeks.
Well, down on Washington Street, yeah.
I forget what the street is. One,
yeah,
one
Washington
block,
Street.
Washington is one block closer to the river.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I walked over there when I had to pick up some stuff at downtown, and I was like...
And by stuff, he means drugs.
Actually, I mean my tag that was late for my car.
I.e. drugs.
I.e. drugs.
Mm-hmm.
At the courthouse, i.e. my distributor. Sorry.
Doesn't translate to podcast.
I know.
No.
But Jason thought it was funny. And that's all that really matters. Okay, so Malcolm's up there, and you guys come up, and you see... You see Chase over there with Malcolm.
Thanks, Malcolm. This is good.
I told you it was real.
This is your friend?
Yes.
This is the one you've been stealing soup for.
Doug, do you have an appellation, or are you just Mr. or are you Father?
What?
Your name. I mean, how do you go
by? You have a title.
Title? Oh.
Pastor Deacon.
Pastor Deacon. Ooh, Deacon. It sounds evil.
Friar.
Reverend.
Reverend's
good. I like
Friar.
Reverend.
Reverend's
good. What's your first name?
Templeton Brown.
Reverend Brown.
Reverend Brown.
He's not going to call you Templeton. That's too much for a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend, I told you he was real. I wasn't stealing it.
He was helping me get food. Thanks. And I'll make sure I'm behind that.
And you know Todd, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Todd comes up to him.
And I know he was the one that went down in the sewers to find his friend.
Yes.
Yeah. He stunk.
Stinky Pete?
No. What was his name? Stinky what?
Smelly Mark.
Smelly Mark.
Smelly Mark.
Smelly Mark. I had Stinky stuck in my head, too. When you said it, yeah, that was... Okay, Smelly Mark. Okay, so... Smelly Mark.
Well, Chase and I have met, because I found his father's pendant when I was searching for Smelly Mark. And I brought it back to him.
Smelly Mark.
Smelly Mark, yeah.
I guess it's no different than the Happy Buddha.
Cookie Lady.
Look, at the soup kitchen, it's all first names.
Yeah,
so we need some way
true.
To know which Mark is which. Mark's a common name.
Now, the Reverend, I would sincerely believe the Reverend himself is not going to call him Smelly Mark.
No, that's what everybody else calls
him. Everyone else calls him
Mr. Mark.
I call him Michael.
Which is Mark is short for Michael?
Sure.
Marcus. You call him Marcus.
Marcus.
How about that? You got a lot of M names here.
Hmm. Well, Michael and Mark were the two most popular names for like 50 years.
Probably longer than that. Okay.
Chase, you don't have to send the boy to steal food. You're always welcome down to the soup kitchen.
Some people don't like me. It's better if I just stay and play. More time to play.
Who's he playing with?
The little boy?
He's Malcolm. Just playing with the little boy?
Chase is playing with the little boy?
That's all he's playing. He's just playing with the little boy. He has no interactions with anyone else?
I don't know.
Don't you think that's odd?
So is Todd there?
Yes.
Todd's there.
I'm in the building.
I like you.
I bet you do.
Chase has wings and you think it's odd he's playing with a little boy? That's what strikes you as odd?
No, what strikes me with odd is that that's the only little boy he's playing with. Why just him? Why just this one boy?
There are no skylights.
Bill, who does your guy know among these?
Unfortunately.
Does he know all of them, or just... Or is he one... He knows Jason.
Let's see. Todd and Jason showed up in my story back in 37.
Right.
Todd...
So you might know Todd, then. Or Todd might know you.
Yeah. I'm not sure why you were in my story, but you were.
Which one was I in?
The Flood, the Lost Child.
Cassidy.
Cassidy as a lost child.
Oh, yeah, the girl went up, and she went up into Cave Hill, and I was in Cave Hill, and I saw her, and I was tempted by her. And I was...
Him,
I was,
right.
Him, sorry.
This is the Reverend Cassidy.
Okay. And I was about
to... Joe's story, but that's...
I was about to eat said child.
Who was playing with Jason.
Jason.
Yeah.
And Jason's the one... Chase is the one who led... The Mary Chase led Cassidy into the graveyard, which saved him from the Flood.
And me.
And you were the nice guy that set everybody free in the mines.
And I'm the one who found the child and returned him to his family.
Okay.
The audience needs to forgive us. It's been a while.
Yeah.
A month.
Now, I am also the one who opened the skylight when Todd was fighting the red vampires in his story.
But does Todd know that?
Yes.
Does he?
Yes, okay. I do. And the reason that I know this is that he has shown up from time to time, but I have no clue why.
Right.
He's just there.
And here he is.
And here he is again.
And what did Doug do in Joe's story?
Oh, hell, I forgot Joe.
I met him at the orphanage, and we snuck off to play hide-and-seek. And I was hiding behind a chest in the attic, and Mortimer found the little stuffed bear that belonged to the girl.
You were the one who put the key.
I put the key on the chest.
Right.
Randomly, so I don't know Doug.
Right.
Okay. Although...
So, Todd, you come up a little bit after the Reverend there. And you see the Reverend talking with Malcolm and Chase, whom you've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Chase.
No, oh, that's
Chase. Malcolm's a boy.
That's right. I'm with you now.
And looking a little distracted over there is Timothy, whom you've seen turn up at odd times in your past.
Chase.
Timothy.
Okay.
Both of us.
Okay.
Bill.
Okay.
A.K.A. Bill. Bill the Tim.
Ooh.
Bill the Tim. Is it hereditary, the Tims?
The Tims?
No.
No.
It is an affliction.
Must be earned.
It's an affliction.
Does it burn?
No.
Is there a cream for that?
Mostly just sits in the corner and plays bass.
Say, Reverend.
Uh-huh.
Reverend, I've seen Tim show up before, and generally things, I don't know, just weird things happen around him.
You should listen to the nice man. He helped many people.
Let's get the boy and go back. This is not the best part of the world to be in tonight. Go back, get him fed, get him warm. We can figure out things later.
Hey, guys. Go roll some dice.
Okay.
Oh! -3.
-3. So I know what that means. Everyone...
You are all screwed. So.
Not really. Everyone, give me an alertness roll.
Do you have dice, Todd?
No, I don't.
Who's yours or mine? Who's yours?
No, this is yours.
These are mine? Okay.
What's the category?
I want it.
Is alertness a big category or a little category?
Big.
Big.
Oh.
If you don't have it, then you...
I guess I don't have it.
Just roll and see what you get.
Oh, 0!
We're not rolling initiative, are we?
No. No, this isn't an initiative.
Thank you.
So now... Enough color, or do you want the ice?
No, this is great. This is great. Roll this. I have alertness in the average skill set, so
right.
I add 1 to this.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
Laner.
Cock.
Oh.
Four blanks.
Plus three.
Nice.
Plus two.
Okay. Actually, everybody hears it. Doug, you hear something downstairs. Todd, you hear a few people downstairs. Tim says there's four people downstairs. Chase goes, no, you're wrong. There's three. Yeah,
yeah. What did you roll?
Are they coming this way?
Yeah. They don't seem to be making... They seem to be making...
Bacon?
They're not trying to necessarily be stealthy.
But they're looking for something.
Or maybe... It's more like they're trying to be stealthy, just really not good at it. And they don't seem to really care. They're like, hey, come on. We gotta take care of this.
Yes,
they can't hear us.
Yes, sure. There are only three, but one of them is of two minds about this. There's four.
Hey, they're scary. You all go over there.
Mount it next to Malcolm and Mark us both disappear.
Is there a fire escape?
No.
Okay.
So you hear them. You hear them start messing around downstairs. It sounds like you guys know they're there at this point. And it sounds like they're maybe a floor below you. And it sounds like they're messing with some of the equipment, dragging some things around.
Are they, like, looting the place?
From what they're saying, you don't think they're looting the place. It sounds like they're up. They're doing something else.
Can I try to go down to get closer to them? Stealthy?
Yeah, you can sure do that.
Use my stealthy skill?
Yeah.
Because I want to roll dice.
Roll dice.
You want me to roll them?
Yeah, roll your stealth.
All right.
Where did I put?
Ooh. Zero.
Minus one. Wow. Help me out there, Doug.
Plus six.
Thank you.
Get it. Still zero.
Still a minus one. Okay. So they do not notice you.
Okay. I get down there closer so I can
listen. But, I mean, you can't go all the way to the bottom.
Oh,
but
I understand.
You can get down there.
Where you can get closer.
You can get down underneath the ceiling part there, and you can easily see him.
Okay.
Okay.
Who is it? What are they doing?
Three thugs down there.
Okay.
You recognize some of their clothing and some of their tattoos. They're from one of the gangs.
Okay.
502s?
The 502s.
Are they just trying to steal things, or...?
No, they are... They look like they're trying to set something up to try and start taking out some of the supports.
Oh, so you're trying to take out the building.
These are bad guys. They run drugs and other just despicable things.
You hear one of them go, oh man, Tommy said he wanted this done now. We gotta go quick. We're never gonna want to build here. We gotta finish this now.
Okay. That's it. I want to do something. These guys aren't gonna do this. I come up and I tell everybody else what's down there.
Okay.
We need to get out of this building.
We need to get them out of this building. This is wrong. There's no telling who else is in here. Or who else might potentially sleep in this building until the city decides to take it down.
Is there a window?
Oh, yeah, there's windows.
Fire escape?
No. No fire escape.
Yes.
But it hasn't burned down.
But five...
There are only three of them.
Three.
Only on Tuesdays. with the moon out.
He's fighting
illogic. Are you well, sir?
With illogic.
You are mumbling.
Four.
You need to open your mouth when you talk because I can't understand a word you say.
So we're going to go downstairs, past the guys, and out the door.
Mm-hmm.
I begin to question his sanity.
You have Malcolm by the hand.
Is it? Yeah. What? But, okay.
I said you need to open your mouth because I can't understand a word.
Okay, so...
Enunciate.
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 Okay. Malcolm goes, is it the 502?
Yes.
Is it the 502, Reverend?
It is. But don't worry, we'll protect you.
Protect me? Those guys are kind of cool.
No, Malcolm, they're not cool.
No, Malcolm, that's a bad idea.
Nobody bothers them.
Watch us.
The cops bother them a lot.
Not as much as you might think, Reverend.
Can I jump down and get behind him?
You want to go down there and beat him up?
Want help?
Sure. You take the three and I'll take the other two.
That means down there three. That's what I want.
You take the three on the left and I'll take the two in the door.
Okay. Mom, you stay with the nice gentleman. I'm going to go help him.
Tim, do you want to lend a hand?
Or a fist?
Sure.
Cool. So you're going to veil him?
Yep.
Chase is going to veil him.
Okay.
Tell him what you need to, Jason.
I'm doing deceit.
What is he doing? Veil.
He's veiling means to... It's like... putting a blanket of magic over top of something.
Oh, okay.
Can't be seen.
Okay.
He can't do it in large spaces, though. Right, you guys are going to have to get in close.
Okay. All right.
And depending on how well he does is whether or not they sense that he's there. I know what their alertness is, though.
So I'm using deceit. It's the one I'm going to use.
Okay. And it'll be opposed by their alertness.
Five.
Ooh. Wow.
Okay.
Three is deceit.
Okay. Three is for deceit.
Does that cost you a fate point? To use
the glamour?
Ooh.
Do you have to burn fate to power your power?
Did it say in there that you need to?
It doesn't. I've never seen it say anything about using fate to power these things.
Use certain stunts and powers.
Under certain powers, it does say you have to burn a...
Okay.
Yeah.
Where's your fate point on here?
And you have the one you gave
one. You. Oh, okay.
That's it.
That's all I got. Okay.
Bad things must fall your way before you get more.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Using your aspects to do bad things to yourself.
Oh, okay.
Is one way.
Okay. Yeah.
Let me bring up my book eventually. You veil them so well, they don't see or hear you coming. Okay, so you guys can get right up
close to them. They just don't see hear him or all of us?
All three of you.
Okay, alright.
We're all under the invisibility cloak.
Okay.
Are you going with them too, Reverend? Or are you going to stick up there with Malcolm for right now?
I'll take Malcolm with him, and when they go to fight, I'll take Malcolm out the front
door. Okay, so you're going to stay upstairs until you hear the fight?
Sure.
Okay.
So...
Yes?
What are they going to use to blow up the building?
They don't have any, like, dynamite. They're not trying to make... From what Todd was able to see earlier when he snuck down.
Plain old arson.
They aren't going to burn it down. What they're doing is they're going to start knocking out the supports and they're going to try to bring all the floors down. Okay, so they're going to destabilize the floors from here down. You guys are on the top floor. And because it's got a beautiful picture window up there for Chase and Malcolm to hang out and watch the people milling around the streets after the...
You can watch the baseball game.
That's right. Not that close.
Okay.
You can watch the people after getting out from the concert.
You can watch all of the people go across the 2nd Street Bridge.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Wouldn't it be great?
There it is. Watch that nice lady rip that guy's head off, too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow!
It's like a fountain. Did you see that? He didn't look like he had that much in him.
What was that from? Because that seems familiar.
There's a lot of bad movies.
How does the Never Never going to the Never Never?
What was your ability again?
It's called Swift Transition.
It's called Swift. Okay, so that wasn't the one I looked at. Then I'll have to check it again. I don't think you need to use a power, a fate point to empower it.
Oh, you have it there.
I was looking at World Walker. That's the one I had thought of.
I thought it was tied to your watch somehow.
I'm sorry?
I thought it was tied to your watch.
It is. Because my watch is an item of power.
Mm-hmm.
And its abilities are swift transition and inhuman speed.
Mm. So you close it a certain way or something and poof, you're gone?
Yeah, sure.
Well, why not?
It just stops the clock.
That's the
Twilight Zone style. Speed.
You met another and poof, you were gone.
Was gone.
Was gone.
You was gone.
Yeah, I think you can just cross over.
I wasn't getting back the heart problem.
But you know, you can't just cross over with no recompense sometimes.
That's fine. I don't know anything about it. I'm asking.
Would you like to cross over into a bad place?
Not at the moment.
Okay. You're just asking
for
reference.
Do people bring people with them? Or?
Oh, yeah, he can bring people with him. Yeah.
Can he send people?
He could open a way. He could open a door to the Never Never and allow someone to cross over. But he can't send someone to cross over and then back through. You would have to go with him.
That's, yeah.
Okay. But, oh, yeah, you could definitely send somebody over. You could open a way and have someone push him in. You could open a way to a very bad place. Summer night. That's the one you want to start with.
Why not Stormfront?
It's not as good as Summer Night.
But isn't Stormfront the first book?
Yeah. But the way they're written, each one is self-contained.
Okay.
They do build upon the previous ones, but you really don't... Until book 13, you don't really have to read any of the previous ones. And there's,
how many books are there?
There's 13 right now. But at book 13, you don't have to read the previous 12. It just would help you to have read book 12, because there's a huge transition from book 12 to book 13. Okay, and I'm pretty sure at book 14 you don't necessarily have to have read any of the previous 13. Huh. The way he writes them, he's very good about giving you just the information you need to know and move on just without having to worry. Yeah, and if you want to fill it in later, you can really. The book right before that, is it Deadbeat?
Mm-hmm.
Deadbeat's number 3.
Okay.
Is it or Blood Rites? I can't remember. There's something that happens in that book that builds out from Summer Night. But you don't, like I said, you don't need to read it. It's no big deal. Anyways, Bill was asking about the Never Never.
Deadbeat is book 7.
Okay, so that's not even close.
Grave Peril is book 3.
Okay.
Mm.
Love the smell book. You just don't get that from a nook.
Imagine that.
I found a website that sells a book scented candle.
And it comes, it's a paperback with a wick in it.
Right.
Okay. Name a neighbor song. Okay, so what do y'all want to do then?
Sneaking down the steps.
The Reverend. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah? You get passive. I mean, they have no idea. No, I mean, you can get right up to them.
Oh, okay.
You can get right up to them. They don't know you're there. They're so busy, hacking out supports and stuff like that.
Are they all tight together, or are they spread apart, or?
They're close together.
Okay.
They're close together.
All right. You're a bigger one, or are they pretty much all the same?
They're pretty much all the same, but you can pick out the bigger one.
Okay.
I tell you what. Yeah, there's a bigger one.
Okay. That's the one I want first.
That's the one you want first?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go up to him and...
You hear one of the other guys goes, come on, Bear, we got to knock this support out.
Put your back into it, Bear.
And they've got, you see they got like some sledgehammers and they're just knocking out some of the temporary wall supports.
Axes. They have axes.
I make too much noise. Mauls. They're just hammering them out. They're not trying to chop things apart. They want to make it look a little bit more like it just fell.
Okay. And I'm going to go up and do brawling.
All right.
Bonk him on the head.
Is that your... you have a skill,
fists,
brawling?
Fists.
Yeah. No. Okay. I know what their fist is, so...
Fist is...
And that's how it would be opposed.
Yeah, with close combat defense.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. What are the 502s associated with?
Well, no, fist... You can actually... Fist...
They work for the ghouls.
You can go against each other also.
Oh, okay.
Now, if you've got a specialty defense, you can use that.
Okay.
They're the drug runners for the ghouls. They're the ones that do the dirty work and make the money for the ghouls.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't actually know that they're working for ghouls.
Most don't.
Hold on.
You might have one or two that are the main 502. Earlier, when you rolled your glamour, you had a superb, indicating mastery capacity. So, Bill, what do you want to do? What's Tim going
to
do?
Okay, Timothy is going to walk up to one of the smaller ones.
Okay.
And go, "You're not supposed to be here." Grab him by the collar and transition to Never Never.
Okay.
This is better. Let him go and come back.
Do you have any kind of fighting skill to try to grab him?
Nope.
Okay.
Do we need initiative?
That's what I was looking up. Let's see.
I already know what I was going to do.
Okay, frame the scene. I think we've established groups. Establish initiative. The next step is decide the order in which characters act. This is referred to as, quote, initiative. Most often people just say initiative. The skill used for determining initiative in a physical conflict is alertness. Whenever a conflict starts, the character with the highest alertness gets the first turn, followed by the second highest, etc. Every character gets one turn per exchange. Now, normally that would be the case, but Jason rolled a tremendous roll on his glamour.
So we're kind of doing it like a surprise?
It's sort of like a surprise, but it's not going to change every round. Okay, you guys are going to go, then they get to go. We'll just do it like that. Okay. But that still doesn't mean that you automatically get to push this guy to the Never Never. He still does get a chance to defend himself, albeit he will have a minus on it. Now, do you have anything, any of your aspects you would like to try and tap in order to get yourself a bonus or anything? Or would... Would you like him to fail? Offering a fate point. I mean, how would you like to fail so that, you know, he's
not
pushed?
No, I think I'm Destiny's tool, and he's not supposed to be here.
Okay.
And that is one of my aspects, is Destiny's tool.
Yes.
That guy's not supposed to be here.
Right. But in order to get the bump, you got to use a fate point.
Well, I haven't rolled yet.
No, you know. But you could. You could go ahead and use the fate point.
I don't have to use
it. All right.
To modify my role, I haven't rolled yet.
Okay, Todd, you said you wanted to just whack on...
Yeah, but I also have addictive saliva.
Yes, you do. You going to lick him?
No, I'm going to spit at him.
Okay.
Because you can either spit at your target or get close enough to lick. No, I take that back. I'm going to get close
you
gonna enough
lick
to lick
him.
Yep.
Oh, you're
mine. I'm gonna lick him.
Yeah.
Ice or no?
Doesn't matter to me. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
No. Okay.
And you're licking him because
he has an addictive personality. Mm-hmm. I mean, saliva.
Yeah.
It would make him a little more compliant.
The most common way in a fight is to spit at your target or get close enough to lick him. This is handled with a fist skill in either case, mm-hmm. and may only be done to someone in the same zone as you.
Yeah, you're in the same zone.
Okay, all right. Preferably in very close physical proximity, and is rolled as a maneuver.
Let's look at it this way for zones.
Okay.
Zones, you guys are in the same zone.
Uh-huh.
the Reverend and Malcolm, they're in zone two.
Okay.
They're close, but not in the same zone.
Okay.
Okay. Next.
Okay. If successful, you place a temporary aspect on the target representing the momentary effects of your venom.
Right.
Okay. And the effects are narcotic saliva.
Right.
So what are the effects? I mean, it doesn't necessarily say what the effects are.
You give him an aspect, right? You give him a temporary aspect.
Yeah.
That's the effect.
That's also my toe that licks.
Okay, so what does that mean? I guess I'm trying to figure out what that means.
What did it say the aspect was? Something narcotics?
Oh, narcotic saliva. Yeah.
Hallucinogen. He's a toe that licks.
Yeah, well then you can tap the aspect to do whatever you want.
Okay.
He's freaky high and seeing stuff, so he doesn't see when I punch him in the face for plus two. Right?
Okay.
Works for me.
You can make it a mental stress, by the way.
Okay.
He sees blue.
If you win, you inflict a relevant consequence, usually addicted, on the victim, severity determined by the contest.
Are you on page 162?
Yep.
He's going to follow you around and demand you lick him. Lick me.
Addicts are in pretty bad shape when dealing with you. You don't even need to spend fate points to take advantage of this.
Nice.
You get to tag their addiction aspect every time you enter a new scene with your new victim / pal, making it very easy to gain and keep the upper hand. Oh, cool. They're addicted to my spit.
When you're using it in combat, I think it's going to be temporary addiction.
Okay. All right.
Now, what it says is you go down further, it says you administer it out of combat.
Okay.
Usually an intimate act like kissing.
Well, now this guy's name is Bear.
It worked
Bear.
In an interview to Bear.
On the mouth?
Wow. The best place.
Oh, okay. All right.
Or unintentional ingestion, spiking the punch.
Okay.
Oh, I hope you're never a waiter.
Be just like Fight Club.
Roll deceit with a +2 bonus against the victim's discipline. This is considered a consequential contest. If you win, you inflict a relevant consequence, usually addicted, on the victim. Severity determined by the contest. Okay.
Okay.
Clear as mud.
What do I need to roll? Fist first. Okay.
And he's going to pose you with fists.
Okay.
Oh, he's got a 0.
And I have a 1.
Okay.
Two minuses, two pluses, and two zeros.
You got it. Unless you're cheating.
He's cheating.
Especially since they're not your dice.
That's right.
No, it's like this. Unless you're cheating.
Okay. You going for purely physical or going for mental?
What's the difference?
Either way, you could when you take someone out physically, depending on who the character is, you could say you kill them.
Mm-hmm.
In the Knights of the Night podcast I was telling you about, I was listening to, they had a guy tied up in a chair. Three of them were over discussing what to do with him. The other one hears little voices in his head saying, "You need to kill him. You need to kill him." So he walks over there and makes a stealth roll and walks over, and everyone wasn't paying attention to him. Mm-hmm. He just rips the guy's head off.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to do physical. I'm going to do mental.
And since the guy was not a high-ranking character, he wasn't a high-ranking NPC. He was basically a little bit above a thug.
Okay.
And he rolled hugely. The guy said, "You can basically do whatever you want."
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Doug.
Well, I'm going to do mental because I don't necessarily want to kill him.
Okay. Okay, you got one over, because you rolled a 1, he had a 0.
Yep.
So he's got one on his stress track.
Okay.
Still in the game.
Okay.
Okay, so let me figure this out here. What's your alertness, Todd?
Plus one.
Bill?
Plus three.
Bill should have gone first. Jason should have gone first. But Jason's holding the glamour. But
I have inhuman speed, which is plus four to initiative from alertness.
I have inhuman speed as well.
So we both go before Jason.
Yeah,
so
Jason's
I'm
down
pretty
there
slow.
So Bill,
that's a good trick.
Go ahead, Todd. Bill, go ahead, Bill. Next time around, you'll go first.
For future reference, I'll be last.
Malcolm will be last.
So I'm going to.
I'm going to try and grab him.
Take him by the collar and jaunt off to Never Never.
Okay. Great.
So what are we doing?
What do you got on your skills that might help you? Anything?
This
acrobatics? Or not acrobatics. Athletics?
I'll roll athletics. I don't have it. But I'll get a plus one from inhuman speed.
Okay. That's probably your best bet. Because basically you're kind of running right at him and trying to shove him back. I'll use athletics for this guy to try and avoid you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He's not very good at it. Yet. Plus one. Okay. These are thugs. Oh!
I have a one.
He's got a two.
I did declare that he doesn't belong here.
Yes, you
did. I'm Destiny's tool. I'd like to spend a fate point to add plus two to my roll.
Go right ahead.
So is that what you can do with fate? You can say plus two to the roll.
Or reroll.
Or reroll. Okay.
You can burn a fate to activate an aspect.
Okay.
Which can give you plus two, give them minus two. You can activate an aspect to give you minus two and get another fate point back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he can activate an aspect on you and give you a fate point and give you minus two.
Oh, okay.
They use different adjectives, but that's basically how it works.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Jason. What's Chase going to do?
The one that's... He's going for one. He's going for the other one.
There's another one left for you.
There's another one for me.
Jason's going to go for four.
That's right. I'm going to go for the fourth one.
He licks one. I disappear with another one. And
well,
one
you tried to.
I tried.
No, he did. He got plus two, remember?
Oh, no, you did. Sorry. God. Short-term memory shot to hell, Bill. Sorry.
Yeah. How many beers have you had?
Not enough.
Almost two.
Not enough.
Okay. Now, do you cross over with him, or are you just making the open and shoving
through? I don't think... Looking at the Wayfarer one that you mentioned, I don't think I can just shove him with the one I have. Because the other one says, make portals for other people to go through.
Okay.
That's not the one I have.
Okay.
You're the GM, so it's your call, but it seems like I would have to go with him.
Sure. So you just disappear. That's fine.
Seeing that I've not read any of the books, I really have no...
Well...
contextual basis for these opinions.
The better people are at making passageways to the Never Never, the more seamless it is. I mean, that's all. Yours, it's almost like a rip, or a zipper. Let's call it that. Jagged edges, but still fairly clean.
And I'm the one who does it, or?
Yeah. Yeah. So. You rush at him, and you grab him with one, or you push at him with one, and the other hand, you throw up a hand, and a zipper effect comes up behind him.
It's his watch.
And,
it's on his watch.
It's based off of my watch.
Yeah, but if you want to grab your watch, you can.
Oh, no, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's the item of power.
Yeah.
This ability is in the item of power.
Right. Okay.
My grandfather's watch. That's
what about you? I thought it was raining.
Yeah, I did too. Must have been her grandma's watch.
Okay. Grandpa. Okay, so he disappears. Jason, what are you going to do?
Well, the third one, I'll go ahead and do performance. I'll tell him some jokes.
And what's that going to do? Okay.
It's composition is what's under performance.
So what are you trying to do?
Just make him laugh while his friends are getting keep him busy.
Kind of distracting, maybe?
Yep.
Okay. So if you do this, depending on how well you do, is how well he's distracted. It's not necessarily that he's laughing at you. It's just like, what's this idiot doing? What's this little kid doing? Is he wearing wings? Okay.
Is he wearing a Halloween costume?
That sound good?
Sure.
Right. Are you sure you want to succeed?
Because how do I invoke an aspect where...
He's got a whole jar.
Are we near Caulfield's?
How do I invoke... So if I...
No.
I want to say I'm still young, plenty of time with the jokes and stuff.
Well, you don't have to do that yet. But what I'm asking you now is, do you want to succeed?
So you either give me that at a minus two, right?
No. We just say you fail. Okay, you don't even roll. And the guy's not distracted at all.
Don't you have to tie that into one of those aspects?
Yeah, activate an aspect and give him the die.
Hmm?
Activate an aspect and give it to him.
No, I'm saying to tempt him into failure, don't you have to...
Well, I would tag him with an aspect.
That's what I'm saying. You're too...
Or give the... You can also give the thug an aspect.
Okay. I'm
so that the thug has an advantage over him, over Chase.
Right. So either he has an advantage or he has a disadvantage.
Disadvantage. And in this case, it would be a wash either way. Four fakes. Oh, no?
Nah.
I'm trying to get into the habit of trying to do that rather than just let things play out. Because I want you guys to have an opportunity to get fakes.
I'll be fine.
Okay. All right.
And fate rolls from game to game, is that right? Or is it a one night?
Refresh to refresh.
There's from refresh to refresh.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now, tonight,
which tends to be from game to game, but
right.
Not necessarily.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll probably get through this short part of the scenario and not be at a refresh
point. Okay. Okay. All right. Good enough.
Okay.
Hey, one.
Is this an opposed roll of any sort?
You're the GM?
I'm a GM who hasn't memorized the book yet.
Is this a tie? Is it?
No, I don't know if I need to roll. That's what I'm asking. What he's trying to do.
Stolen, distracting. Let's see.
If he's distracting, then that sounds like an opposed roll.
Opposed roll I'm going to use his alertness, which I know already. Because... These are thugs, so they're not fully standing out.
I'm going to win. I'm going to love my joke.
Minus two.
Oh, you don't need new dice. Those are perfect.
I thought these would be the ectoplasm one.
He loves me.
You're killing him.
We're going to tag Thug 3 with the aspect distracted by idiot. Okay. So now, if someone wants to, tag him with that, with using a fake point, they'll get plus two. Okay.
Now he's... Is there a free tag on those? One free?
He gets a free tag.
He gets one free. Okay.
He can freely tap that.
Once, or is it just he gets to freely tap it?
I'm going to say for this fight, for this this whatever we're doing here,
untapped.
This combat, this conflict, kind of remember the wording.
That aspect.
He can tap it. Everybody else has to pay to tap it.
You got to pay to tap that aspect.
You got to pay to tap it. Show me the money.
Uh-huh. Let it rain.
All right. Okay, back to... Well, let's go back to them.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to take a punch at you. Bear's going to take a punch at Todd.
All right, so now I roll fists as well.
Or unless you got something that's more appropriate. But I think fists is all you got.
Dodge from athletics.
I could do dodge from athletics.
Sure.
Okay.
You should be plus one to that.
I've got a three.
I got athletics, so I'm plus two.
And plus one from your inhuman speed.
Okay, so it'd be plus three.
I've got a three right now.
Okay.
That's like cool.
Oh.
Oh, and I've got one.
Smack.
Now, okay. If I understand right, if you have a aspect that would
allow you to get a plus
tie into two. This action, you could use it as a plus two, which would only
tie. No, he would need to reroll.
But you could also use it to reroll.
Hmm.
Yeah, because the tie goes to the challenger, right?
Yeah, because the challenger has to meet or beat the target.
So invoking his narcotic aspect will not help you.
Mm-mm.
What are your aspects?
The phase aspect, is that what?
All seven of them.
Any aspect you have.
Infected rebel, born in death, marked defender of the homeless, fighting hunger, and saved in the nick of time.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how it works. I know one right now. But
what? What?
You were getting ready to say
okay. Well, the reason I'm saying saved in the nick of time was actually kind of tied into him.
Right.
And as he's walking by, I grab a hold of his... Wearing a cloak, a coat. What do you wear?
A jacket.
A jacket.
It's a trench coat.
I grabbed a hold of his coat, and he pulled me under, because he's the one who saved me the last time, so he's saving me this time.
Sure. Okay. Fake point. Your one and only fake point.
My one and only fake point.
Or I think...
Now you got to reroll.
You could have gone that...
Plus two.
My disappearing caused your guy to get a little, the guy you're fighting, the bear, to be a little distracted.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Or the guy telling the jokes could have caused the bear to be a little bit distracted.
Yeah. The other guy laughed and bumped into him.
That's why.
Get loaded.
Yeah. All right. So now it's a reroll, and I can still be screwed.
Still be screwed.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm plus three.
Or you can screw worse.
Yeah.
There you go.
Plus four.
Yep. Okay. So. You do not get anything on your stress track from that.
Okay.
Thug 2 is going to take a punch it at Tim.
Really?
In the never never.
He's not going to.
But what I'm going to give Thug 2 here.
He gets the weirded out aspect.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say lost, but weirded out sounds
weirded
a bit
out.
Better.
Stranger in a strange weighted aspect. How's that?
Weirded out works just fine, Doug.
You
don't necessarily have to be poetic.
So where are we? Stand with people. Leave.
You are in the never never. When they
right.
That phobia okay. When people leave you. When people just
abandonment issues.
Yeah.
Abandonment.
There you go. Weirded out works. You don't have to be poetic, guys. Weirded out works great. So he is going to try and take a punch at you and get away from you. Okay.
The never never.
In the never never.
Okay.
Okay. Got something to roll against?
Dodge. Yeah, dodge.
Dodge.
From athletics.
But. Yeah. Jesus!
I don't have it, so.
Oh.
Zero. Ooh.
Minus one.
He's got plus one.
No, you got a minus one.
Human seat.
Oh, okay.
Human speed, plus one.
So you got a zero?
Yeah.
He's got a zero.
You win.
So you...
But there's the funny thing is there's no stress because it's a tie.
So he really doesn't have enough.
Go. Yeah. Seek your destiny.
I am... You know what? I'm fine with that. He's weirded out. He does he's a thug. The first thing he tries to do is throw a punch at somebody. Okay? So he tries to back away. I mean, you let him go, and because you're going to try to dodge out of the way, he grazes you a little bit. Don't worry. There's nothing that even goes on the stress track. But that's what happens.
Well, I say, go seek your destiny.
Bill, you say,
go seek your destiny, and transition back.
Zip, zip. We got to get a good sound for that. I got to find a sound effect to put that in there.
Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
Nope, that one's copyrighted.
Okay, so that's what Bill does. Easy. You just left a guy in a never never.
I do it.
Who's never never? Do you have any idea? Maybe it's a stranger in a strange land, never never.
It's negative zone.
I was thinking on top of the Fortress of Solitude.
Fine, that's great. That, wherever you want to end up being,
that's fine with me.
And he doesn't have the big key.
Oh, that Fortress of Solitude.
Yeah.
See, I'm a product of the 70s. I immediately think of Superman the movie. Yeah. Big Crystal Fortress.
Oh.
Not the big key.
No, I think of the big key.
But the big key is still pretty cool. Okay, so that's what Bill does. Time.
Is it my turn?
Yeah. Okay.
Is now a good time to sneak downstairs?
Would you like to sneak downstairs now?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Child and I will leave the building.
Sure. Would you like to actually try to sneak? Would you like to try to be stealthy?
I'm not stealthy at all.
These guys aren't very alert, and they're distracted. You've got plenty of dice in front of you.
Sure.
You could tap that.
And you can play into one of these aspects, too.
Yeah. Okay. Three.
Minus two. One.
Two. Okay.
Okay.
We walk outside.
So I'm gonna remove Thug 2 from here.
He's kind of gone.
Ooh, man, I could bring him back later.
Jason, can I say that when you get a chance?
Todd.
Let's go ahead and I guess I can lick him again, can I?
Sure.
Sure.
But he already has that aspect.
Well,
yeah, but he can make him completely addicted by just basically beating down his mental shit.
Yeah, see, that's what I want to do is keep him on the mental.
But what it means is you're going to have to hit one or better. I can't think of the terminology.
You have to beat him by one?
An spin?
You have to get an average success?
No, it's whatever he's rolling against. He has to beat it by one or more.
Right.
Because he's already hit the guy for the one, the number one on the mental stress track.
Okay.
So his
average is a plus one on the ladder.
Yeah, yeah.
So using their terminology, he'd have to achieve an average success rather than a mediocre success.
Right.
Rather than tying, he has to beat.
Right. Well, actually, in this case, tying would be just as fine. He has to hit the one over. Okay, if I roll a three and he rolls a three, it's a wash. Okay,
that's a tie.
He hits him, but there's no effect on the stress track because he didn't get enough spin on it. I think it's spin.
Spin's right. Yeah.
Okay. If he rolled a four, that would be sufficient.
Right. Well,
if you roll round up on the next one, he was already hitting for one.
We're saying the same thing, only differently.
Okay. Okay.
Because if he rolls a three, if they both roll a three, it's a wash. It's a mediocre success because a zero or better.
Right.
The actor gets the tie.
Right.
Three minus three,
but
zero.
He needs an average success, so he has to get one more over the tie.
Right.
So he has to have, if you roll a three, he has to get a four.
So I'm plus one. I have to be plus one to whatever you get.
Right.
So I can't just meet it. I have to beat it.
Correct.
Right.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Oh, you got him. He is addicted.
Yes, master.
Freaks come out.
Do you actually lick him this time?
Oh, I licked him. Oh, yeah.
Right across his face.
Yeah.
Bear's like. No more. Thank you, no. Jason.
The pet thug. What are you going to name your thug?
Pet bear.
So he's crazy.
Pet bear.
He seems to be distracted, right?
Uh-huh. He's distracted. If you can freely tap his aspect of distracted by idiot.
Being a kid? Sure.
Uh-huh.
Tag, you're it.
What are you trying to do?
Get him to play tag. Be athletics?
Huh?
Athletics, just to get him to play tag? Or still performance?
Yeah, it's going to be opposed by his mental abilities, whatever they are. And so I've just got him zero. I'm not giving him any bonuses or minuses.
So would I roll performance or athletics? to be able to play
performance. Because you're trying to induce him into do something.
All right, so I got a 1 plus whatever invoking the aspect does.
Okay, you meet it. You got 1 there?
Well, I've got a plus 1.
You got 1 on the front of his...
But you... Okay, so you...
He's got 0 on the die.
0 on the die.
1 for performance.
1 for performance.
And tapping the freely tapping, you meet it. So he's like...
Wait, you rolled well for a change?
Yeah, 3 pluses.
All right.
I'm shocked.
No kidding.
So he chases after you.
So he's like, get back here!
I'm going to get you.
Great, well, I'm playing tag. He's licking people up. Where did he go?
Yeah.
Okay. He's gonna use fists to try and punch you in the head while he's chasing you around this damn room. Okay. Oh!
I've used athletics to dodge, right?
Right. That's a 2 for him.
For my small size.
Uh-oh.
That'd be a 2 for me.
He meet it. He hit you. But there's no consequence because there's no stress. Because you didn't get any spin.
Wait, your athletics is...
I'm small. I'm diminutive. I got a +1 on my dodge.
Yeah.
Cool.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Nice. Alright. The other one... He's staggered. He starts to wander out.
Which one's this one?
The bear.
Oh, okay.
Bear's like... He's looking at you. He's all bleary-eyed and can't quite focus. And I mean, it's almost like he's drunk.
Okay.
And so he starts to stagger away from you towards the stairwell.
Okay.
Okay. That's what he does.
Is the stairwell going up or down? Is
yes.
Yes.
Okay. It's both.
Okay. Most stairs do.
Well, no. What I'm saying is the one that we came down. Okay.
It's a central stairwell.
It's a central historic stairwell.
Oh, okay. All right.
Landings.
All right. Gotcha.
Okay. So that's what they do. Reverend, where are you and Malcolm at? You can usually get through one zone in a round.
Okay.
So you guys could be on the 3rd floor by now, you think?
Wait, we started on the 4th floor?
Oh, we started on the 4th floor. You can be on the 2nd floor. Sorry.
Okay.
My floor's mixed up.
Well, keep going. We're on the 2nd floor.
Okay. So you're just going to go ahead and head out the building?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Bill. You're back on this side. You see a large thug staggering towards the stairs and another one trying to hit a kid in the head.
And chasing after him.
I could have used the chase mechanics now that I think about it. Mm-hmm. You're in the same zone, though, so it really doesn't make... Yeah. It's clever. I think it's funny.
What is presence? The skill.
That's the one where you leadership, magnetism, that kind of thing.
Command.
Yeah. Do you want to use something?
I think maybe.
Okay. There's the mortal stunts. Do we have those?
Only if you bought them.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, then never mind. Here, I'll let you. Is that what you... Oh, stunts and powers. Okay.
Yeah. Stunts usually cost 1 point each.
Okay.
And you can take as many as you want, as long as you don't go below 0 refresh.
Will you give me a fate point if I just stand here and watch?
For what?
I'm a true witness of time.
I don't know. Not much. I mean, if you were being attacked, yeah.
Yeah. No. Moving on.
Okay. Tide. You have an addicted bear.
Mm-hmm. And he's walking out.
And he's staggering away.
Okay.
Towards the stairwell.
One is gone. What's happening with the third?
He's chasing Chase.
Chasing Chase, trying to punch him in the head.
Okay. Am I within his zone? I mean, I'm
you can move up to him, yeah.
Okay.
You can engage.
Okay.
The three.
I'm going to engage him physically.
Okay.
I'm going to punch him. All right. Just out and out punch him.
Okay. 2, 4. Sorry.
4.
No. There's a lot of ties tonight.
Yeah.
Unless you... Well, he doesn't have any more fate.
Nope.
You could give him one.
Ooh. Yeah.
Praying on the weak.
Let's see here.
Praying on the weak.
You could offer him one. Doesn't
you
mean
I'll offer him one.
Because he's already succeeded in hitting him.
Mm-hmm. You hit him, but you do damage to yourself.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that you have an aspect of, painful bruise. Something that's not going to last long. So so that if someone else wants to fight you, they can tap. If this guy wants to fight you, if mm-hmm. he turns around, he can freely tap an aspect on you and get a +2 on you.
But wait. Though, just by game mechanics, don't you have to tap one of his aspects against him to give him a -2? I mean, you can't just give him a new aspect even though he's winning, right? He'd have to lose before you could give him the new aspect, right? I mean, you could tap an aspect on the thug to get a +2 so you're winning, or you could tap his aspect to give him a -2.
Here's what I'm thinking, is mm-hmm. that in chasing around Jason, he's clipped against a nail and he's freely bleeding.
Okay.
I mean, not a big... Now, I'm not talking
right.
Massive wound, but it's enough to where he takes an aspirin every day and it's freely flowing. And it's now tempting because I'm fighting hunger.
The other guy has cut himself.
Okay.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Either one, it doesn't matter. Because I'm thinking Bear might, because I was kind of going to use him. He was going to trip and fall and maybe get one out of that.
Yeah.
But either one.
So what I'm asking, I missed it. Who did you say?
I was thinking of the fellow that I just hit.
Hug.
Sure. Okay. That's fine. Thug number three.
Yeah.
Thug number three. Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
There you go.
All right.
And I will. I am definitely confused on how to do the aspects thing, so don't hold me to this. It might change next week when I read the book closer and try and figure it all out again. Okay. All
right.
Yeah, I think you can tap any of our aspects.
Aspects is something new.
Add a -2.
Aspects are something new for me.
Okay. So now, how does that affect me in game mechanics?
You lost by one.
Okay. All right.
Okay. And you are fighting that hunger.
Yes.
If thug number three can think of a way to use it...
He can. Okay.
He might be able to think of a way to use it.
Okay.
Okay.
But the GM just used it to cause you to fail.
Right. Okay.
And the two are rewarded.
Jason.
So is he actually in a fist fight now with the other guy?
Yeah. I know exactly what you can do. I'm going to tell you that. It'd be what a kid would do.
It would make him look scary. Bug eyes.
Oh, Todd? Make Todd look scary?
Make Todd just blow out the glamour. Just make his eyes
so you can do it. You can do that with the glamour? You can make him? Okay, no, you don't even have to roll. You can. I'm going to allow you to impose an aspect on Todd. Big scary face.
I like that.
Big okay.
I like you.
That Todd could tap if he wants.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, you now have a temporary aspect, big scary face.
So, is that seen by everybody or just him?
I want everybody.
Okay. All right, good enough.
Everybody can see it.
All right.
You're funny, mister.
He's gonna take a flank charge again.
Okay.
Okay.
4.
Okay. 2.
So okay.
The other thug. He's got to roll in athletics.
Or fall down the steps.
Yeah, he does not fall down the steps. But yeah. Also because of what he was trying to do before. destabilizes things. So it's a little bit rickety as he moves towards the more stable area. Okay. But he does fine.
And that's them. Bill.
I wish to keep Lyman from hitting this thug.
Lyman?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Because he's not supposed to hit him now.
Okay. How do you want to do that?
I don't know. How do I do that?
I don't know. You got an idea what you want to do? You want to step in between them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm with a big scary face.
Conviction? Mm. Could you use that?
I don't know.
There's a there's power that goes with conviction that lets you do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a power called Devout Words that lets you.
Yeah, but we don't have combat. That.
He does.
Ah ha ha!
I don't want to stop combat. I just don't want him to hit the thug now.
Right now,
because
it's not supposed the time to.
For okay, so let's just say you step in between them.
Okay.
That's. I mean, no need to roll or anything. You step in between them. All right. Okay, Jason. Todd. Sorry.
Stop. This is not the time to hit him. This is not the time to hit him.
Now's the time to hit him.
All right. I run over to Bear.
Okay.
Bear's still kind of in a daze.
Right? Oh, yeah.
All right. How tall is Bear? Am I the same height as Bear?
Maybe a couple inches taller than you, but okay. You know.
And he's walking away from me, kind of in a daze.
Right.
And I come up behind him.
Yeah.
And I kind of pull his body right next to mine. Lean up to his ear, and I said, "It's time to go home."
A little louder, please.
It's time to go home.
Thank you. What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to
steer the Christmas out of him.
Yeah.
Anything you got on there that you can? Would you just like to roll and throw that?
He's got a big scary face.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. Let me see it for a second.
Do you have any? What kind of skills you got on there?
Conviction, discipline, survival, athletics, stealth, burglary, fist, endurance, empathy, and alertness. Mm. Ooh, see what I'm thinking is.
But I'd almost be willing to let him just roll presence. Average, I mean.
All right.
Zero.
I'll do that. I'll roll presence.
And freely tap the aspect.
Okay. So
big
it's just
scary face.
Okay. So it's.
Well, you might not have to tap it.
Yeah, you might not have to tap it. Okay. Well, it's free anyway, so he can't.
Okay. Right. All right. So it's just straight up roll.
Yeah.
Then, right? Okay. -2.
What's the aspect do when you tap it? Does that give you a bonus?
It would give him a +2.
Or would it give a reroll?
No, if you freely get it, you don't get the reroll, I don't believe. I think you just get the +2 on it. From the way I understand it, I could be wrong.
I have no idea.
Like I said, I read other chapters several times yet. Okay, I have yet to go back and get the aspects again. +2.
I'll take the feather.
Okay. He already failed. You don't get a bonus for it.
No, I'm just saying this. I'll take the failure. I'm not going to do anything.
Okay.
No.
All right. Bye. He's like, "Dude, what's wrong with your face?" That's just not right. Any blink schedule. Like, real slow, like 2 or 3 down. Okay, Jason.
I'll go on past the bear and then zip. I'm just going to go on down. Go down the steps.
You're going to leave?
Yep.
Okay. Alright. Thug number one, bear. Bear just looks at you like, "I'm leaving." He just starts to stagger around and tries to maneuver down the steps.
Okay.
Thump, thump, crack.
My shoe!
Teddy Murphy.
Hmm. Okay. What have you
so
done?
So, just roll over Chase?
Yeah! Make an athletics roll there, Jason.
Just consider it a dodge.
Yeah.
One.
You're fine.
That's good enough. Bear rolls down not just to the second floor, but to the first floor and
basement.
No, but right wraps there. His neck around a pole.
Does he kill himself?
He dies. Yeah, he does. The other guy is like, "I'm out of here."
Not so. Don't look.
He goes.
Okay.
So he's got to run past Todd.
You guys actually should be on the street by now.
Okay.
Reverend.
Hmm?
So he's got to run past Todd?
He just has to go past him. There's no mechanics like, the way I've read it, there's no mechanics like, if there is in D&D, we have to get around somebody. He can just leave.
Okay.
So, he leaves. Bill.
Now's the time.
Mr. Osgood. Does he get away?
I don't think he does.
I'm going to step over.
Okay.
And reposition myself to come back at the entrance.
Oh, you're gonna when you okay? I get what you mean. So you're gonna step in front and it's leave and then come back where
the doorway to the street,
right? Okay. Okay, you position yourself.
So that none may pass.
None shall pass.
None shall pass.
But it's scratch.
Just a flesh wound.
A flesh wound.
128. Okay, so that's Bill Todd.
I am going to sprint to catch up to him.
Did you find the chases?
Well, I didn't find the chases, but I'm looking at sprinting. It says you can use athletics to move faster by taking a sprint action. Normally, you can only move one zone as a supplemental action by taking -1 to the roll for your main action. If you spend your entire action moving, you're sprinting. Rolling athletics against a target difficulty of mediocre, which is a 0, you can cross a number of zones and borders equal to or less than the total shifts of effect. If you get no shifts on your roll, you can still move one zone as long as there are no borders. See page 212 for additional details. Sorry, Doug.
Okay.
Yeah, I think this is a chase.
Yep. Okay. Oh, man, there's a whole thing about grapple we should have read. Wouldn't you know it, Bill?
Oh, no, not another grapple system.
There's not also, another grapple system.
There's also combining skills. You see that? Page 213.
Ugh. Yeah.
You're going to make it.
You perform a sprint. Yeah. You don't need one. You need both of them.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
You perform a sprint action in order to change from zone to zone within a conflict. Normally, movement is pretty self-explanatory. There's a door to go through or simply go around. Okay. For example, Harry Dresden has been chasing a pickpocket through the streets of Chicago and tracked him to an industrial park where he's about to hand Harry's wallet over to a mysterious dark robe figure. Harry wants to jump the pickpocket, but there's a tall fence between him and the industrial park. The GM has decided there are two different zones separated by a border. She gives the border a rating of 2 shifts. In this exchange, Harry needs a fair jump or better. So that's... You're trying to get the jump on him, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Make a sprint roll.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't sound like there's any borders.
There's not, so it's going to be fairly simple.
Okay.
So what's your what is your athletics?
+2, and then I have inhuman speed, which also gives me.
Okay, you get up to him fast. You're fine. There's no reason to even roll it.
That would have been a +6.
You're fine. Don't worry about it.
I wanted to roll.
I know you did. I just wanted you to know you wasted that good roll.
No, you never know.
You only have so many. You know that the universe only gives you so many good rolls.
That's right.
It depends on the person.
That's right.
Some have more, some have less.
Statistically speaking, there is someone who always rolls well, and there is someone who always rolls poorly. Mm.
Yes, and trust me, for the first 42 years of my life, I've rolled poorly.
Okay, you get up to him. Okay. Oh, that's what you do this whole round, right?
Yes.
Okay. And Bill's down there cutting him off, and Jason?
That should be one level since I left.
Okay, that's fine. So you want to be first level then?
Sure, I'm going to go down to the bottom floor and
okay.
Make me and Bear disappear.
Okay. You're going to go over Bear's body.
Okay.
All right, fine. The thug tries to take a poke at Bill so he can get past him. So he's going to try to punch.
He's all the way down there already?
No, you're right, because they're on the second floor. He will do nothing but move straight through to the first floor this time. Okay. Bill, you just going to stay in there?
No. I'm okay. Going to open the door to the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And when the thug runs out, I'm going to slam it in his face.
Fine with me. Fine with me. Tide.
Runs out first and he's limited the tide.
Wham!
Excuse me.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, so, Tide. Now, are we with Tide or where were we at?
We're at me.
Yeah,
Tide. I catch up to him? That's what I wanted to know.
And he continued to move. So he's one more away from you now.
Okay.
Now you can make a sprint roll, and get a one or better, which I think you can do anyways.
Okay.
But in this case, I'm going to make you roll just because you're trying to get. If you want to get up to him and do something else,
okay,
I'll give you that option because there's a chance of failure.
Okay. No, I want to get in front of him.
Okay. Well, then you can just move.
Okay.
You can just move.
Okay. Do I need to roll for
no,
that?
No, don't need
okay.
To.
All right, yeah, I want to get in front.
That's fine.
You want to run out the door.
No, I was sitting there thinking that would be fun. Yeah, I want to run out the door. That's what I want to do. I want to go outside and wait for him to get out there, and it's night, which is my element. That's what I want to do.
Okay.
So do I need to roll a sprint for that, or are you just going to
just
say
that.
Yes?
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right. Jason. Once I get to the door...
We'll see.
Okay.
Jason. You've made yourself and the body disappear. It doesn't last forever, by the way.
What the
glamour doesn't last forever.
I just want to get his face down, what he looks like, because I already know what he sounds like.
Okay.
So I'm just sit there and study his face and...
Okay. The other guy, he's gonna try to run through the door too.
Okay.
Post athletics.
So we got yeah.
Okay.
Post athletics. First guy to get through the door.
Okay. I'll try and plus three
for inhuman speed.
Wow.
Invoke this.
Zero.
Invoke.
Really?
Zero.
Scary face.
One. So he gets to the door first.
Scary face.
Bill.
Well, if I invoke scary face, what does that mean?
That means if you want to, you can...
You have to think of some way that makes you go faster.
Yeah, you could startle him.
No, I don't want to do it. What I'm thinking is that if I use scary face, he would run faster than me, but he's already beaten me, so yeah. No, go ahead.
No, he's already beaten you.
All right.
Bill, hand the door.
I slammed the door in his face.
Okay. I'm just going to let you do it because I think it's great. It's a thug. All right. You slam the door in his face. I tell you what. There's not anything. Roll it. Make an athletics roll.
Okay.
Slam it hard.
hard enough to make blood spurt out his
yes!
nose?
Yes! Break his nose!
And invoke Todd's scary face. Because the guy's like, no!
What? Athletics, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which you don't have.
Which I don't have. But I am fast.
Yeah, I'll give you that. That's a bit of force on it. Are you going to tap it to reroll or what?
No.
Oh, I thought you already rolled and you were looking
at it. I haven't rolled anything.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Zero.
Okay. You slam the door at him, but you don't damage him any. That's what I was going for.
You just prevent him.
But, yeah, he hits it,
bounces off.
Into
the arms of Todd.
Yeah, pretty much. But if you hit him hard enough, I was going to let you take him out with the door. All right. Todd.
I am going to, I'm going to lick this boy, too.
Okay.
Boy, all the licking in this game is
me. He doesn't know when he's dead.
That's the problem. He does know when he's dead.
Three.
Invoke scary face. Invoke scary face. Do it.
For what purpose? I don't remember.
He's scared, so he jumps back and he gets a plus two, and now he doesn't win. He doesn't lick him. And Ty gets a fate point.
You could.
I think I will. It's a good one.
Okay.
But doesn't he get a chance to say no?
Well, do you want to accept that or not?
Oh, I'll accept it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because as soon as... Well, Jason, you want to do something? Your turn.
I'm just going to start laughing. That's hilarious.
The thug just sits down and goes, look, I give up. I give up. I'm sorry. I'm just here on orders. Let's stop there.
Oh, for the night?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Let's stop there. It's a good stopping point, and it would give me a chance to review aspects.
Hmm.
And I know I got an idea where I want to go with this, but I need to figure out a little bit more about how to deal with this. It's kind of good. Keep track.
I wrote down three.
Okay, write down. We won't do a refresh just yet. So write down how many fate points you have. And
you're doing great.
Yeah, you're up.
I'm up too. Plus two.
Up one on the night.
Yeah.
Yeah, they recommend you jumping in with something like this right at the beginning. I think it worked rather well. It just went longer than I really expected to. And that's okay.
Well, we are all learning what
exactly. I really expected. Oh, I'm going to shoot Joe in the face.
Where's the airlock?
Joe felt really bad about not being able to make it tonight because he's like
he's Mr. Fate.
He's Mr. Fate. He's really wanted to play,
and I know exactly what that feels like because the only reason I ran Dragonlance is because no one else would run it for me. Thanks. But of course, that game went for years.
That was such a good game, Joe.
That was a fun game. That was a great game. Margo Weiss Productions. Okay. So, we'll stop there and pick it up next time and see where y'all take it from there. Okay?
Okay.
Say goodnight, guys.
Goodnight, guys.
Okay, there you go. The first session. The Dresden Files RPG book, Your Story, actually recommends dropping the players into the middle of some action just to get the ball rolling. So I did. Now, before anyone says anything, I do know I screwed up aspects, and that Doug was completely correct. Now, what else did I mess up? Let me know. Our voicemail line is 502-4141-RU. That's 502-4141-766. Any and all suggestions and feedback can also be sent to roy@rusackgamers.com. Now, for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusack Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the attribution, non-commercial, no derivatives, 3.0 unported license. Dresden Files RPG is copyright 2010 Evil Hat Productions, LLC. The game is based on the Dresden Files series of books, copyright 2000 to 2012, by Jim Butcher.